This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Early Friday morning, the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, released, or partially released, the results of a new study called the SPRINT study. You've probably already heard about the study, given the widely distributed press release from the NIH. The study got lots of attention because the NIH called it a landmark and potentially life-saving. The New York Times sent out an urgent news alert around the world. The study apparently answered the clinical question we've all faced with regard to blood pressure control. How low should it go? The apparent answer based on the press release is that blood pressure needs to go way lower than current recommendations. And this may be true. The NIH told us that they had to stop the SPRINT blood pressure study earlier than originally planned so that they could quickly disseminate the significant preliminary results to the public. But wait a second. How do we know this study is important? Why did they release the press release without providing us any of the study's actual results? The news release provided no numbers to help doctors understand the actual results. So what are doctors to do with this half-baked pie? This isn't the way science should work. Was the study ever reviewed by outside experts? The press release says that newer, lower recommended blood pressure levels could lower the rates of heart attacks and strokes by 25 to 30%. But 25% of what? Let's say, hypothetically, the new guidelines lower the rates of heart attack from 2% to 1.5%. That's a 25% reduction. But what's much more important to you and to me is that the rate of heart attacks is lowered by only 0.5 percentage point, not 30%. These two percentages convey very different messages, and we have no idea what the real numbers are, so we can't calculate which number is correct. Clearly, the NIH must have these numbers, so why didn't they release them? And if the reduction is 0.5 percent, but it comes with side effects, it may not be worth it. The NIH provides no mention of the harms of this more aggressive treatment. If we lower people's blood pressure by large amounts, surely there must be some harm. Do more people faint or fall? Well, we don't know. As pointed out in healthnewsreview.org, you just can't tell the public, here's this new finding, but you're going to have to wait months to see the actual results. This is the worst kind of information dissemination, through press releases. The NIH should have known better. I can't offer any opinion as to whether this is landmark in terms of health, but I can tell you it's landmark in terms of irresponsibility. I have no idea what to tell my patients who will call tomorrow morning asking about the study. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.